to be able to figure out ano ba kung pwedeng gawin, paano ba i-tweak, paano ba i-gawin yung mga ganun. So, but we cannot avoid this process, eh, no? To be safe, right? Okay. So, buti na lang merong mga offices like this U.S. Congress mandated, may pera kasi ang pinupondohan to ng U.S. Congress, and they have the Office of Alternative Medicine and Cancer Treatments, which has the goal of facilitating evaluation of any of the alternative medical treatments to, and then kung okay, integrate sa conventional medicine. No? So, most of what we have right now are based on all the studies that have been done. No? And we want to practice what we call evidence-based medicine rather than, well, voodoo or just come up with supplements. No? Now, the next few slides will show the results of all these studies. For example, we know that complementary and alternative approaches actually are more effective in relieving cancer-related symptoms rather than slowing down disease progression. So, sa mga symptoms, no, pain, mga aches, ganun, okay siya. No? But yung pag-control ng cancer, medyo hindi siya anti-cancer talaga. Okay, so there are many of the same type. No? Now, all of these complementary and alternative approaches actually should be discouraged if, for example, it delays conventional treatment, or it has not been scientifically proven to be efficacious, is provided by an unlicensed practitioner, beware, or requires intake of substances not approved by the BFAD or the FDA. No? So be very careful lang of these alternative and approaches. No? Now, there have been many which are recommended, like acupuncture, for example, for sometimes for nausea, vomiting, massage for anxiety and pain, moderate exercise to minimize fatigue, some psychological and mind-body techniques like support groups, like what you're doing now, etc., and reduction maybe of some animal and saturated fat. However, the other side, no, these should be discouraged, like restrictive diets. Ay, huwag kayong kumain yan, huwag kayong ganun, puro ganun lang, puro juice lang, ganun. No? Eh, may cancer na nga yung tao eh, papa-juice mo lang, may cancer na nga eh, di ba? Antioxidants, no? Too much of these supplements which especially with what we call anticoagulant properties, nagpapa-thin, nagpapalabnaw ng dugo, tapos binibigay mo, especially during surgery, acupuncture in patients with some problems, or even high-dose vitamin A or C. There was this study that recently came out, a meta-analysis, no, that showed that high doses of vitamin A and C and E, in fact, were associated with higher mortality rather than lower mortality. Okay, so we have to be careful about that. What about the our weight and body fat? Ano ba yan? Pag mas mataba ako, mas mataas ang risk, mas mababa. Well, it's not very clear. No? Sometimes the relationship is muddled by the menopausal status of the patient. So hindi masyado clear. Pero if you want to stay on the safe side, okay, no, regarding this, no, studies will tell us and offer us a simple guide that says we need to stay within 5 to 10 pounds of our weight at age 20. Sige, let's see a show of hands. Sino dito? Kasing sexy niya noong age 20. Sino? Nako. High risk na tayong lahat. No? For cancer. That's why one of the goals of the American Cancer Society is to avoid overweight and weight gain during childhood. Try not to gain too much weight during childhood and of course after. Now, about coffee. Nako, some of you had coffee this morning or even this lunch. No? It's supposed to contain multiple mutagenic substances though. There's this study regarding caffeine and fibrocystic breast lumps. However, recent studies actually have shown no relationship at all to cancer, so safe tayo, you know. Your favorite kong brand. Alright. How about tea? Tea, masarap daw, okay daw yan, etc. Kasi marami siyang polyphenolic compounds that inhibit tumors. No? And there are some case control studies that it has a decrease in for gastric cancer, stomach cancer. when you take tita o mas konti. Kaya lang, problema, it's hard to study. In the US, for example, ang hirap kasi, the tea consumption is low, and then they don't know if it's due to a low salt intake or is it high levels of sanitation that makes the difference. So, hindi clear if tea really helps or not, or decreases the risk. Yan. Alcohol intake, iba. Alcohol intake, we have a meta-analysis that showed that higher intake, no, higher risk of cancer. Yun lang, we don't know what the mechanism, it's not very clear kung anong mechanism. Okay, so no alcohol sana. No? Okay. How about artificial sweeteners? Now, those of you who are diabetic would take Splenda or NutraSweet, etc. Kasi saccharin might cause rat cancers daw, and then but primate and human studies actually show no increased risk of cancer from saccharin or aspartame. Okay, so hindi tayo dapat matakot ng when we take artificial sweeteners unless we are a rat. And I hope nobody is. Alright. Cooking method. So let's see how good your Bisaya or your Tagalog is. No? Frying daw, charcoal broiling when we do barbecues, etc. or prito, or preserving means ganun, nakaka-cause ng carcinogenic chemicals. No? And may cause cancer in animals. Luckily, it's of uncertain cancer potential in humans. So it's not clear. Sa humans, not clear. But if we want to be safe, ayan, here are the safer cooking methods. Okay, let's translate it in, what's the dialect? Bisaya? Di ba dabawin something? No? Okay. Let's see. What is braising in Bisaya? Oh, Tagalog first. Sa Tagalog. Braising. Ano? Steaming?
Pakulo.
Pakulo. Pakulo, di ba pakulo, boil?
Lapwa.
Siwa ko. Pero, pakulo yan eh, yung steam naman, singaw yan, di ba? Okay, I'll steaming, di ba? Singaw. Singaw nga ba? Maku naman. Itong poaching, ano? When we poach eggs.
Water.
Boiling water. Ano sa Tagalog ang poaching? Kuha ng tubig, pakulo, tapos ganun lagay yun eh. Pulo rin yun eh. Saute in fat sa ma'am, Tagalog. Gisa stir fry eh. Ganun daw sa Tagalog ang braising. Konting oil and then put water. Stewing. Stewing. Oh, hirap, no? Stewing. Stew? Laga. Candlehead. Ito ba sa English? Wala, di ba? Meron ba? Candlehead. O sige, dito na lang tayo mag-agree, no? I don't know, really. I've been trying to find out what the translations of this. Hindi ko rin malaman. O sige, doon na lang tayo. Microwaving meat. Microwave. Ano tawag sa microwave sa Tagalog? Very good. Microwave din. Iba lang spelling. Tama ba? Okay, doon lang tayo mag-agree. Alright. Ano to? Ano sa Bisaya ang...
Ahos.
Spanish yan eh. Ahos. Okay. Ahos. Sige. They're highly publicized kasi aba, nakakababa ng kung ano-anong sakit, di ba? Nakaka-cure ng kung ano-anong sakit. Pero currently, it's still under study for the ability to reduce cancer risk. No? So, if we want to scare cancer, hindi pa siguro. Pero, if we want to scare the aswang, yan. Pwedeng bawang. Yan. Bawang para sa aswang. Sa cancer, hindi pa natin alam. Alright. Vitamin A, most studies show a non-significant relationship. So meaning, it's not clear, no, that more vitamin A, in fact, no, there was this study, as I mentioned, no, na baka nakakasama pa. In fact, for beta-carotene, yan, nakakasama. Especially if you're a smoker, no, This is a study on patients with or smokers, and then one group they gave beta carotene, the other group they gave wala, no? And ang result, baliktad, tumaas pa ang result, ang chance ng beta carotene. Beta carotene, yes, vegetables. No, this is supplemental, meaning they concentrate the beta carotene, put it in a capsule, and then take it. Dami niyan. One time, our soft drink, nakalagay pa doon, fortified with beta carotene, di ba? O kaya ketchup, fortified with beta carotene, right? And sometimes you intentionally put, thinking that it may be alright, but look at studies. No? Research actually does not demonstrate benefit of high dose supplementation. So sobra is always, but is also bad, or maybe bad. No? Too much of a good thing, maybe, or too much of a thing. Vitamin C, the same thing, it's not clear. So walang kapuluhan yung pagsabi na, oto, pag nag-vitamin C, ako, parang may helmet ako, at I can be immune from, my immunity is better. No, that's not true. No? We need only our recommended daily allowance. Beyond that, no proof that it improves the, so with vitamin E, no, as an antioxidant. And this is even more difficult to measure, actually. Fish oils, no? Now very popular for heart disease. Again, it still stays as a supplement for heart disease. For cancer, it has been found to suppress cancer in animals, but there's no direct evidence for protective effect in humans yet, no? Of omega-3 fatty acids. Chinese herbal supplements, being a Chinese, no? You might ask, so is this good? Well, there's no evidence at this time, even if one Chinese study showed a reduced risk. No, and but there were many studies already, maraming ginawa ng studies, pero they were all mostly disappointing. For fruits and vegetables, this is a bit better. No? The results are a bit more positive. Hindi absolute, hindi conclusive, and if at all, baka small impact. No? But yes, there may be protective effects, and it's still being recommended, so much so that the American Cancer Society has told us that we eat a variety of healthful foods with an emphasis of in plant sources, galing sa plant. So kung plant yan, vegetable siya, you must obey. So eat like 5 or more servings of these every day. Now, I'd like to make a distinction, very clear dapat, between the difference between prevention and early detection. Huh? Prevention, iwas. Diba? Iwasan. Ang early detection, maagang matuklas. So, andyan na yung cancer, tsaka mo lang matutuklasan. So, early detection yun. Prevention, iwas. Now, depende sa cancer, not all cancers can be, not all cancers have a way to be prevented, for prevention. Not all cancers either, no, have a early detection method. Okay, so it has to be very clear that way. Now, what is this based on? Studies, talagang pinag-aralan, no? Science. So, for example, for lung, prevention is do not smoke. Yan lang, don't smoke. Tapos, yan ang pang-iwas. Of course, hindi 100%, no? Pang-iwas, pampababa ng risk. Ang early detection, wala. So, it doesn't mean, no, that you have your x-rays every month, every week, or every year, ganon, that it will make a difference. Meaning, it's already been studied. Itong grupo, x-ray ng x-ray. Ako, ilang x-ray to? Ito, walang x-ray. Pag may naramdaman, saka nag-x-ray, etc. Yun, pareho lang. Pareho ang chance, pareho din ang survival. So, hindi nakakatulong, no? What the scientists are looking at right now, for example, for lung is a low-dose CT scan. Pero hindi pa rin klaro yun, no? Okay. For example, for cervical cancer, there is, of course, ang pinaka-prevention yan. No sex. Pakalawa, safe sex. No? No. Tapos lately, yung vaccine. Diba? Yan ang pang-iwas or prevention. Whereas yung early detection yan is pap smear. Right? Pap smear. Alright. So since we're on breast cancer, okay, sa prevention, not very much, no? Again, because we cannot prevent being female and getting old. Okay. But here are some of the preventive options that have been brought about. Number one is, of course, tanggalin natin yung suso. Tanggal suso. No breast, no cancer, di ba? So, lahat tayo, patanggal na tayo para wala nang cancer. Tapos na, I don't even have to talk up, I don't have even to come here, no? And talk about prevention. So, that's one. Kaya lang, napakabad naman yun, no? I mean, what kind of an option is that, no? For most of you? And for us men, we might feel sad that if everybody, if all those breasts were removed. Okay. Number two is dietary or lifestyle changes. Small impact, eh. Take more vegetables, some even turn vegetarian, you know, not that great. If we look at vegetarians versus usual normal diet, not big difference, right? Or you enter clinical trials, be a guinea pig yourself in prevention trials and see how this can help, or maybe it can help, no? Whatever new development, no? But that's very difficult. And lastly is, and these are the only preventive options that have come up, no? Is tamoxifen. As you know, tamoxifen is a drug for breast cancer. It was about a decade ago, pinag-aralan to see if it can prevent. Meaning people who are high risk, say you are over 60, you have a strong family history, no, etc. Then this was the study that was done, and it showed that there was a decrease in the risk. A 45% reduction in breast cancer incidence. So that's maybe one option. Kaya lang, tamoxifen also has side effects. No? So it's not. It has to be very clear, no? To us that tamoxifen, although proven, no? You should go to your doctor and see if this can be